As a child, the stories I read were mostly fairy tales. I enjoyed following the stories of princesses and witches and magical quests in faraway kingdoms. The worlds were make-believe, but they offered satisfying narratives where good always triumphs over evil, where faith and hard work always translate to happily ever after. But growing up, I realized the same does not happen in real life. The hard truth is that in a world where justice remains imaginary, the only reality is power. And in societies where power is often misused and abused, good people are bound to lose to bad people as long as society permits. Children's literature plays a crucial role in civilizing the youth as it exposes them to social realities and helps them construct their value system. Stories not only reflect the pervading social conditions that exist at the time of writing, but also aid in developing the moral and ethical worldview of the child reader. While politically charged children's literature remains to be challenged by censorship for tackling dark themes and controversial issues, progressive scholars and writers believe the taboo topics in children's stories are a good starting point for a conversation that can expand a child reader's horizon and cultivate their maturity and empathy. Progressive and political children's picture books are sites of verbal and visual discourse that communicate values in explicit and implicit ways. For the scholar Walter Fisher, narratives are truths about the human condition birthed by conversations going on in history, which constitute the fabric of social reality. He further argues that narratives are more efficacious than technical arguments since it captures lived experience by appealing to both intellect and imagination, reason and emotion, and by doing so promotes audience identification. The picture book Sakiyan is a non-fiction piece for children that dramatizes the experience of childhood in the Philippines at a time when even the innocent can be victims of extrajudicial killings. Through text and images, the story paints and juxtaposes the past, present, and future of Filipino youth and impoverished communities. More specifically, it features the life and death of 17-year-old Kian Loy de los Santos, an innocent victim of the Philippine administration's war on drugs, who was brutally murdered by three police officers. This was the first project funded by the Philippine Center for Investigative Journalism Project for Innovation in Storytelling, which was launched in August 2017 to encourage collaborations between artists and journalists in the experimental storytelling of the news. Beyond aesthetic, the whimsical watercolor illustrations paint the current state of the nation under an administration that refuses to value life and due process. The narrative, as communicated in both text and images, surfaces themes of poverty, politics, and power, and forwards this argument. The poor suffers the most because of rotten political systems and power dynamics among social classes. The characters in the children's book Sakiyan are real people suffering from oppression and injustice in the Philippines. Once upon a time, researchers and artists amplify their voices so that Filipino children will know their story, because the kids deserve to know the truth so that they can change what is wrong in society. This is a call to let the children read, remember, and resist. Thank you very much. This is Miss Christine Magpayo from the University of the Philippines, Diliman.